Hey, everyone, this is Wing DF McAllister here to give the throwdown and all the remaining information about the Back to School Blues contest. This has been a short one, it's only four rounds, but you know, it was me going to grad school time, so it was a little bit difficult. It was hard, there was a lot of lost shit. I don't think I've made a recording at all for the third round yet. Nor will I, because at this point it's pretty stupid. So, I met with Ash this afternoon. We talked about our final results and decided on who will be getting awards, whatever you want to call it, this time around. So first, I would like to go through my comments for the final round, and then I will announce the winners. Ooh, mysterious. First up, Aphrodite. Your piece for the final round was absolutely image-inducing. However, there are some things that just tweak my fucking nerves with this piece. The first and probably the biggest concern that I have is the speaking in tongues section. This is absolutely useless to people if they don't know the language you're using or languages you're using, or can't determine what you are saying from the feel of your piece or the setup provided in your piece. And unfortunately, I'm one of those people that falls into that category. I have this vague idea about what your sentences mean, but unless I actually go to whatever freetranslation.com and type it in, I'm probably not going to figure it out. Like, with 100% certainty, know what you're saying. So you have to set it up to the extent, not that you have to completely give it away, but it would be nice if there was some lead in to not only justify your use of other languages, but to provide some sort of information so the reader can figure it out. And my guess is that this is one of those points where Ash completely lost interest and was able to walk away and come back 10 minutes later. Because if you don't know what the author is saying, you're not going to give a damn. So, in the end, I'm conflicted about how to feel when it comes to this piece. That might be a good thing, but overall I just was like, well, you know, I didn't understand what was going on with these phrases. I also didn't particularly like your contraction usage in this place, or punctuation tinkerings, as I call them. I think what you should do is you should take a look at this one, maybe tweak it a little bit. It's definitely there imagery-wise. I mean, no fucking doubt. I could sit here and just, like, see it in my head. But when it comes to refinements, I think there's work to be done. Never, because you even told me how to pronounce your new name, and I'm still not gonna try. get rid of the last stanza and come up with something else. It blew it for me. You started out strong. There were a few awkward lines that came up, in my opinion, in the first couple of stanzas. But by the end, things went down your drain. It was new and fresh relative to your other works, especially when it comes to this contest. And the image was there until you started giving hyphenated strings of terms and toilet paper tangling. This crashed the scenery that you had built. It was like painting a Louvre-bound portrait and then defecating on it. You can make the same point that you want to make with those last stanzas, but you should use something, I don't know, a little bit more tasteful, in my opinion. I think it didn't fit with the rest of your piece. It, you know, and I know Ash had similar comments about starting out strong and just having it fall off. And I definitely have to say I agree with her on that one. Zero. Zero. You have some comma and comma so choices that I didn't particularly like, but this poem definitely invoked curiosity for me. You weren't kidding when you said this one would be different. And for you, this poem ventured out of that, I don't know, I almost want to say whimsical chaos or, you know, witty banter that you like to give us sometimes. For me, I mean, like, this was extremely methodical in terms of the shit that you produce. Not to the point where it was, like, confining or tainted, you know, like, the methodical, like, I am going to write like my fifth grade teacher told me to write. But it was methodical in the sense that I really felt like you were almost taking us through a story on this one. So I think really what it comes down to is subtle tweaks with the line breaks and those weird commas that would make it, you know, a little bit better. But there's little, if anything, you can do to improve how this piece reads. And just so you know, I know Ash talked about, like, who the hell is this person you were talking about, but I started laughing because I was like, what if this was about Ash? And I'm like, ha ha ha, that's awesome. But that's just me, and I'm probably just delusional, but I thought it would be weird and funny. I'm evil. I know. I'm bad. That's pretty horrible. I'm sure Ash is going to be like, what the fuck? And then I'm going to get yelled at. But that's okay. Anyway, the lion's thigh. I can see where this poem is coming from. And there are far less stylistic problems in this piece than in the pieces you've given us before. But the problem now that I'm having is that I just don't see the point. I'm not seeing a tie-in with my life, or conjuring up any images to accompany this poem. You know, you've put words on the page, they make sense, I can read them, but they don't create the portrait, or the painting, or whatever. You know, some sort of image, photograph, whatnot, whatever you want to call it, movie, hell, even you could produce an anime series, for all I give a fuck. The point is that if you're not painting the image, it's just not there. Your tiny devil's line was awesome, though. That I put down in my little comment box. I would keep that shit right where it is. That is what I said. So I think definitely you've improved over the course of these four rounds. It's pretty apparent to all of us. But I think you have a little bit more to do in terms of capturing the stylistic elements and the imagery elements at the same time. Like, you can focus on one of them, but then the other lacks, and vice versa. And that's kind of been this, like, oscillation for the last four rounds. And I think that's what you have to do going on from here, is getting your shit together on all fronts. You know, and it's definitely hard to fight a multiple front war, but you just have to do it. So that was it for the final round, which kind of surprised me. I was expecting more pieces for the last round of the contest, especially because it was so close. But apparently, people just didn't give a shit. So, I'm sure that if you go to the first post, you can actually, like, read and see that Zero had the most points, which means he won. At least the, you know, total top score cumulative round action. So this leaves our funktacular secondary prizes of the top individual score and the most improved. So, like I said at the beginning of this recording, I sat down with Ash earlier today and we looked over the score totals from the last month or two and talked about who we thought improved the most over the course of this contest, and it was definitely a very interesting discussion. You know, we actually debated this. It was not a unanimous decision. We had to think about it for a while. It took quite some time. So, Never took the top individual score over the course of the contest with her piece. I believe it was actually in the first round, or the second round, actually. So she will get a prize for that. And that one was pretty much decided just by our scoring. There was actually very little discussion on that one. And this leaves now the most improved. So we talked about it, and in the end, we think that this reward should go to Aphrodite. We have read your work since the summer, and it seems that it's just gotten more and more enjoyable as we've went along. And so you will be the recipient of our third prize. So, thank you all for competing, as usual. We will now venture into the Winter Workshop Contest, which is a little bit different. So I suggest all of you read the front post page thingamadig. It's definitely one that I don't think has been done before. I don't think I have seen one like this. I would suggest taking a look. It might be entertaining for newer writers and vets alike. And that leaves me with my famous tagline phrase, "Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!"